友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
哥林多后书3:1-5，我们岂是又举荐自己吗？岂向别人用人的荐信给你们，或用你们的荐信给人吗？你们就是我们的荐信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。我们因基督，所以在神面前还有这样的信心，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。大家请坐，求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。今天我们要一起思想的题目叫做圣灵赐下什么。
Today our title is Victory in the Lord. What does the Holy Spirit give?
那我们晓得这个哥林多后书呢，我们已经讲过几次，是一卷非常具有自传风格的保罗的书信。
Yeah, we have preached about 2 Corinthians for the last few Sundays. We talk about this is a very special book. It's the mostautobiographical or from the letters of Paul.
那么在哥林多后书当中，保罗常常有讲到我们、你们、我、你这样的句式。
In the second Corinthians, I think Paul has many times mentioned you, me, and you, me, kind of in that, just keep talking about in that way.
他讲到自己所遇到的患难和挑战。
Talk about the sufferings and challenges he encountered.
讲到他和哥林多教会信徒的关系。
Talk about the relationship he has built with the brothers and sisters in the Christian church.
那我们也能够从中来学习保罗如何来靠主在一切的征战当中得胜。
And we have learned how he prevailed in the Lord.
那今天呢，我们要来看的是哥林多后书的第三章。
Today we're going to be learning about the chapter 3 of the second Corinthians.
第三章当中有着重的讲到主的圣灵的工作。
So in the chapter 3, it talks about Lord's,
the work of the Holy Spirit.
The work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那圣灵到底赐下给我们什么呢？
So what did the Holy Spirit give us?
那我们至少可以看到四个方面。
You can see from four different, aspects.
那这四个方面呢，我们把它稍微 alliterate 一下子，都是用这个字母 L 来开头的。
好，我们用英文的办法的话，就可以看到他们的开头都是用 L。
那首先第一个，从第一节到第三节，告诉我们圣灵有赐下来一本书信。
Yeah, so from the verse 1-3, talk about the letter from the Holy Spirit.
这读哥林多后书第三章呢，我们需要有一点旧约的背景。
You need to have.Some background on the Old Testament, when we're reading 2 Corinthians.
那旧约当中什么背景呢？就是摩西五经当中一个非常有名的故事。
And the background is about a very well-known story from the time of Moses.
我们知道摩西被神呼召回到埃及，领神的百姓以色列民要出埃及去迦南地。
But Moses answered God's calling to lead.The Israel people, to deliver them from the slavery in Egypt.
那这一趟的征程是经历千辛万险。
Many challenges and obstacles.
还没有出埃及就先是要跟法老十四的交锋，神降下十灾。
Even before they leave, you know, Moses has to, you know, go through
the plex
with the
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
那么呢，后来又神又通过摩西啊，终于带领以色列人出埃及啊，在红海之前啊，又是云柱火柱。
And then, you know, so the Moses lead them out of the Egypt, but then also they're facing the Red Sea, and also the, 云柱火柱是什
么？Pillar of,
the pillar fire,
and fire
and the cloud.
Yeah. 那么呢？终于分开红海，过了红海，把法老的追兵都淹死在红海当中。
And God divided the Red Sea and lead the Israel people out of, you know, through the Red Sea, and also the, destroyed the army from the Egypt.
那么走旷野这一路又是经历42战的艰难。
Yeah, in the wilderness, they also encounter 42 different obstacles.
那在西乃山这里我们知道就有一件很重要的事情。
In Mount Sinai, you know, there's one important thing.
神向摩西颁了什么？十诫 ,the Ten Commandments.
God has given the Ten Commandments to Moses.
那么今天我们所看的这段经文呢，就跟神向摩西颁十诫这个法版啊，这两块 tablet 很有关系。
So、today's verses is very much related to the tablet stones.
我们知道当时神呼召摩西上山，摩西在山上进食40昼夜。
Yeah, when God asked Moses to come up Mount Sinai,And Moses fasted for 40 days and nights.
那么神向摩西显现。
God appeared in front of Moses.
但是这个神向摩西显现呢，只是给他看一个什么？有没有看到神的正面？啊，有没有看到神的正面，看到是背影。
When God appeared in front of Moses, he did not show his front faces to Moses. Rather, Moses can only see his back.
那这个很重要，等一下我们要讲到这个细节。
And it's very important.Details that we're going to talk about later.
然后神就用两块石板在石板上写了十诫，神自己的指头亲自来写的。
Yeah, God wrote in his own finger on the two tablets of stone of the Ten Commandments.
交给摩西，摩西带这个石板下山来颁给以色列人。
Give it to Moses, and Moses take it down to the from the Mount Sinai to give to the Israel people.
好，那这里呢，使徒保罗就做了一个对比。
This is an analogy that Apostle Paul gives here.
在这个对比的背景啊，我们知道前面第一章、第二章哥林多后书当中都讲到保罗侍奉当中所遇到的艰难。
Yeah, we know the background of this analogy is in the first chapter and second chapter of the Second Corinthians. Paul was talking about the challenges and he encountered.
在教会当中，哥林多教会当中有一些人抵挡保罗，诋毁保罗。
And in the Christian church, there are people that are against Paul.
那么保罗呢也讲得很清楚，他说我们不像那些人，是为利混乱神的道。
Paul said we're not like those people that to confuse God's teaching for his own benefit.
保罗他在第三章当中一开始就讲，他说难道我们还是要举荐自己吗？
So God, actually Paul in the second creation at the start of chapter 3, he said, do we begin again to commend ourselves?
你知道我们在国内时候我们本来这个例子是这个讲中文背景的，尤其如果是来自大陆背景弟兄姊妹都晓得。
Okay, well the example I'm going to give here is probably more suited for people who come from mainland China.
如果你从一个单位到另外一个单位去办事。
Okay, if you,Go from,
单位
if you go from one organization to another one,
那么呢，单位要给你开一封推荐信。
The organization will give you a letter of commendation.
那个推荐信的这个级别都还很重要。
Well, the level of the letter of the commendation is also important.
我记得我们还在大学里面的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
那么呢，我们在暑期有这个扶贫的工作啊，百万学生。下乡那个工作。
So in the summer, there is you know, movement for the college students to go out there to help the people who are poor.
那我们这个希望工程支持会啊，这个是这 Hope Project 是当时国内的一个很特别的扶贫的
帮助失学儿童的一个工作，施工慈善。
It was used called the Project Hope. It meant to help the people that from poor family, the children from poor family who couldn't go to school.
是做了一些慈善工作，这是毫无疑问的。
Yeah, there was definitely a work of charity being done.
但是我个人觉得，与今天我们比如说通过撒玛利亚救援会啊，这个 Christmas shoebox 又帮助那些穷困的儿童，而且向他们传福音，那是没有办法比的。
But it's not comparable to the charity work that like the cemetery and children's purse, or the other Christian organizations, what they did.
现在我们的信仰福音当中真的是不单关心您人的需要，而且把主的救恩也给人。
Because those Christian organizations, when they're doing those charity work, is not only to care about the need, the physical need, but also the spiritual need of those people.
但无论怎么说吧，当时啊，希望工程在国内那个二十多年以前我们当时就有这么一个名声叫做良心工程。
Yeah, nonetheless, the Project Hope was called, the Project of Conscience.
为什么呢？因为后来接待我们这个县里的这个官员就跟我们说。
The officials who were, welcoming us were telling us.
他说呢，这个县党委开会啊，这些词好多都是这个要稍微有一点点背景哈。党委就是最高的机构啊，领导机构开会。
Yeah, so the leadership from the local area.
他说呢，这个所有其他下来的钱，我们可能都会截留的。
For the money that for other type of things that we usually would have some kickbacks.
希望工程拨下来的钱，我们一分钱都不截，直接给下去。
But the money for the project hope will never.Keep anything for us, but rather we'll just give it all to the people who have need.
意思就是说，政府官员觉得，这个钱我们如果也要再去碰它的话，实在就是太说不过去了。
So even those Chinese officials would feel like, you know, their background is they tend to have corruptions, but even in those situations, they feel like if they keep the money, they will feel, their conscience will be, they will be blamed by their own conscience.
那么呢？我们当时因为要下到这个全国重点贫困县去做这个希望工程的考察工作呢，就是要带一封介绍信。
Yeah, so when we go to those areas, we will have a letter of commendation.
那我们就请我们的大学的这个团委来帮我们正式开一封信。
So we asked the officials from our schools to give us that letter.
接待我们的官员就很有意思啊。
Well, the local area, the officials from local area actually is kind of interesting.
他们非常的重视这封信，为什么呢？因为他说，哦，你们一个大学级别很高。
They care so much about the letter, especially because they said, okay, your school is very good.
就是一个这个副部级的一个大学，然后呢，团委开这封信，那到县里是处级啊。
So they, because they're from very famous colleges, you know, so their level is actually higher than the local areas, the official from local area.
所以他们就非常的好吃好喝好招待。
So they will treat us very well.
哎呀，当时我心里可不舒服了。
Well, I wasn't very comfortable with it.
一大桌的那个饭菜，我们也吃不了多少。
Okay, it was a big feast, and we can't really finish all of it.
哎呀，我说这一桌菜不知道能够帮助几个希望工程失学儿童。
And I was thinking about this whole feast can really help a lot of those children's need.
好了，从世人眼中看是非常的重视推荐信。
Well, from human eyes, we tend to, you know, just really pay a lot of attention to the letter of commendation.
你今天找工作、求学，无一例外都是这样子。
Yeah, so when you're looking for jobs or you go to apply for a college or anything, it's not just letter, it's typical letter of recommendation. It's the same thing as the letter of commendation.
如果没有别人推荐的，我自荐啊，自己推荐自己。
Even if nobody else recommend me, I could probably recommend myself.
那保罗呢跟哥林多教会的关系比较特别。
Well, Paul has a special relationship with the Church of Corinth.
他在他们中间服侍已经有长达一年半的时间，18个月。
He lived with them for a year and a half.
所以保罗说，现在我还用举荐自己或者需要别人来给我写推荐信吗？
So Paul is asking a question, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Do I need a letter of commendation to be able to preach this message to you.
保罗说你们就是我的推荐信。
Paul said, you are my letter of commendation.
我们已经把你们摆在心里面了。
You are epistles written in our hearts.
而且你们的服事，你们生命的改变，包括哥林多教会的悔改。
And also, the change of life is reflected by the repentance from the Church of Corinth.
保罗说第三节说，你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的。
Clearly, you are the epistle of Christ, ministered by us.
这里保罗绝不是在这里自夸呀。
Paul is not trying to give himself some self-praise here.
这是讲到作为神的仆人。
He's talking about being a servant of God.
他的服事是圣灵的工作。
His work is from Holy Spirit.
所以他进一步就讲，其他世间的信写信呢，都是用墨汁来写。
And he continues to talk about that the other, the human letter of commendation is written with ink.
但是保罗说，我们来写你们这封信是用永生神的灵，神的灵的做工，这是圣灵所赐的书信。
But this letter of commendation was written by the Spirit of living God.
那下面呢，这个对比就跟摩西五经办十诫有关了，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Not on the tablet of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart.
直接写在人的心里面。
It's written on the tablet of heart.
两个方面，一个方面，哥林多教会的人，他们知道保罗的为人，他们知道保罗的服事。
Two sides. First of all, the people from Christian church who know who Paul is and who what kind of work he does.
而保罗在哥林多教会的做工的果效，也见证了他真的是神的仆人。
And the fruit from Paul's work in the Christian church also demonstrates that he's the servant of God.
所以我们在这里要对做的对比是。人的见信还是神的见信
？To look at two different letters of commendation, letter from man versus letter from God.
弟兄姊妹，今天有100个人说你好。
Today, brother and sister, there may be 100 people say you're good.
甚至1000个人说你好。
Or maybe 1000.
能不能比得过神亲自来说你好
？Can it be? Is it comparable to when God Himself said you're good?
今天我们做工的果效。在世人看来轰轰烈烈。
When we do work in front of people, maybe appear to be we have a lot of glory, in front of the, you know, other people.
能不能比得上在神的眼中得蒙悦纳
？Is it comparable to the work that's acceptable to our Lord?
最近上个礼拜我去西岸的一个城市这个城市叫做 Sin City, Las Vegas.
Last week,I want to preach at a city on the west coast, on the west, that's the Las Vegas.
我不是去那赌博呀。
I'm not going there to gamble.
不过真是一下飞机机场里面就各种的赌博的这个机器。
Well, when you get to the airport, you can already see there's a lot of slot machines.
花花绿绿的。让人看了就觉得有点这个头疼。那么去那边是去服侍。
I was going there to serve our Lord.
这边教会带领布道培灵会。
Yeah, to preach in a special camp.
和当地教会的同工们弟兄姊妹也感谢神有很好在一起的聚集。
Had a great time with the brothers and sisters there.
那过去呢还有一个特别的一个目的和愿望，就是看望我和师母还在读书的时候，当年我们教会的师母。
Okay, so, and also another special purpose for me this, for this trip is going there together, to see the wife of the pastor when I was used to be a student or seeking our Lord at the time.
因为他搬家到那边这个跟他的儿子住得近一些，已经也是年纪很大，退休的年龄。
She moved over there to live together with her son, and she was, she's aging as well.
Yeah.我们在 Albany 读书的期间呢，前后经历过两位牧师，两位师母。
Okay. Well, I was studying at the Albany, and I actually had two pastors and two and the wives of the pastors. Yeah, so.
这两对夫妻都是从台湾来，都是非常爱主的神的仆人。
They were both from Taiwan. They both love God very much.
那么第一对牧者的夫妻呢，我们跟他们的接触时间比较相对来说短一点。
The first pair is pastor and wife, and we, you know, have short period of time, you know, with them, when we're there.
那位师母呢， 前不久已经癌症回天家了。
And the wife of the pastor had passed away just recently, due to cancer.
那后来我们那个教会就有一段时间没有传道人。
And so there were a period of time in the church where I was, there was no, the preacher. There was no, pastor.
就是当时这对牧师夫妻他们搬到别的城市去以后二十多年以前。
Yeah, after this pastor, couple moved to some other cities.
那时候我在教会里面刚开始奉献去读神学。
At that time, I just started kind of devote myself to, start learning theology and, devote myself to God's servant, to be God's servant.
那在教会里面也担任执事。
And I was the deacon in the church.
然后教会呢聘牧就又聘请来这个寻来一对牧者夫妻来牧养我们的教会。
And we were searching for pastor and we find this another, pastor to help serve the church.
就是上个礼拜我就见到了这位师母。
Yeah, so the lady I was seeing last week was the wife of the pastor.
那这位牧师呢姓夏夏牧师前两年也是得癌症回天家。
Pastor Xia, who was her husband, also passed away due to cancer a couple of years ago.
他们移民来到美国就牧养我们这一个教会。
When they immigrated to the United States, they were just, shepherding this one church.
当时刚搬过来的时候我作为一个年轻的神学生好多服事各个方面都还不太懂。
So, when they first came here, I was still very young and I still don't understand a lot of the, how to properly serve God in our human capacity at the time.
那时候就和夏牧师师母一起去探访各家弟兄姊妹。
I was going with the pastor and his wife to, visit the other brothers and sisters.
然后我们教会举办布道会传福音各种各样的特别的活动等等。
There were special events, gospel events, or, you know, other activities that I was doing together with them.
我现在看到这对牧师师母他们是多么的爱主。
I personally observed how much they love our God.
这师母很特别她爸爸妈妈生了十二个孩子。
Pastor's wife is very special. His parents had 12 children.
六个男生六个女生。
Six boys, six girls.
六男当中有三个奉献做了牧师。
Out of the six boys, there are three devote themselves to be a pastor.
六女当中有三位做了师母。
Yeah, three girls out of the six and also, devote themselves to be the wife for a pastor.
这次见面我还跟他开玩笑我说有没有多出一个来。
I'm joking with them, with her, it's just like, is there another one?
他说我们现在都已经到退休的年纪了都已经退休的年纪大了。
He said, well, we already have the age of retirement.、
弟兄姊妹们说到这位已经回天家的夏牧师还有现在仍然在继续忠心服侍主的夏生大家都挑大拇指。
The brothers and sisters, you know, have a lot of good things to say about Pastor Xia and his wife.
不需要太多什么人的这些的推荐。
Don't need a letter of commendation from other people.
你就看他们做工的果效。
To see the fruit of their work.
看他们所牧养的教会。
See the church that they are ministered.
福音的发展。
The spread, you know, the gospel work they did.
夏牧师他特别的有一个传福音的热忱。
Pastor Xia has a passion for gospel.
教会有新的朋友来只要知道说还没有信主的这个吃饭的时候他就拿出这个小册来就开始跟他讲福音。
And so if there are seekers that, come to the church and during lunch, he would just go preach the gospel to them.
我最早知道三福三元福音被你们就是夏牧师告诉我的。
So when I first heard about, how to term
evangelism explosion.
Okay. Evangelism explosion, you know, is from Pastor Xia.
你知道现在我们教会有这个迎新座谈有新朋友来还没有信主我们就跟他立刻传福音。你知道跟谁学的吗就是夏牧师学的。
You know, I learned about, you know, for example, if you see when we have newcomers, they will have the brother and sister greet them, you know, this is what I learned from Pastor Xia.
带了许许多多人信主。
He has led many people to our Lord.
虽然这个国语讲的不清楚带有这个闽南话台语的口音。
Even though his Mandarin was not very good. You know, I actually have an accent.
你在这个北美大陆这些知识分子比起来，好像他的学历也不是很高，也不是很突出。
You didn't have, you know, just high education background like many of the brothers and sisters in the United States.
啊，你知道夏牧师他以前是什么呢？以前他是在这个渔船上面，然后做这个发报员。就是台湾有很多这个渔船嘛，在渔船上，因为你要跟基地联系，要打电报，他是做这个发报员，电报员。
He was responsible for communications on fishing boat.
但是他非常爱主，他说他自己家里的祖上是在这个一个庙里面做那个叫什么鸡童啊，就是能够扶鸡，能够给人家行一些邪术的这种的这个拜偶像。
So.He said his family used to be the serving, you know, to help with the idol worship,
idol
temple,
yeah. 但是后来家人信了主，就一代一代的爱主，跟随主服侍神。
But when they finally become believers of our Christ, they, you know, totally turned around and has been preaching God's gospel from through generations.
夏牧师说他有一次他躺在这个甲板上看着那个星空。
So, Pastor said that when he was used to be on the fishing boat, one time he was lying on the deck and looking at, staring at the sky.
唱着我真，你真，你真伟大，神就呼召他，他就去读神学院。
So he was singing how great you are, and God lead him to go to the seminary.
然后结果读的神学院呢，不小心读的是个新派的神学院，不信派，自由派的神学院。
So, but when he was went to the seminary, found that the seminary was a progressive one.
这个神学院名字我就不具体说了，在台湾南部。
It was in the southern part of Taiwan.
他说我们这个教授啊，有的根本不从美国读神学回来，然后一讲课不信圣经的。
Well, there are professors in the seminary that even though they're teaching the classes, but they don't actually believe in gospel.
然后那个教授呢，课间跑到外面会去抽烟。
The professor will actually also take a cigarette break.
然后这个夏牧师说我在读神学，我就跟那个教授在那里去争。
So, Pastor Xia said when I was learning about this and I was actually have a lot of argument with the professor.
然后出来服侍主，后来又来到美国，然后又来牧养，就全都是这个知识分子。我们在 Albany 那边也是一样，记忆的就是那个通用电器的研发总部就在那里。
So, when he came to the United States, he was ministering this church, and there's, you know, most of the people in the church have high education background, and many people actually came from the divisions of GE, in the local area.
但是弟兄姊妹们被他们的生命所感召。
But the brothers and sisters were touched by their life.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，一个教会信徒的生命到底是如何的，来见证。这个传道人的服事到底有没有真正的果效
？So, brothers and sisters, the life, the fruit of the work, from a minister is really represented by the lives and the growth, the spiritual growth of the brothers and sisters in the church.
别的不说，夏牧师师母他们服事主40多年，有三四十位会有奉献做传道人。
Yeah, so.Out of the more than 40 years of being God's servant, the pastor Xia and his wife have led more than 40 people to be
30 to 40
people to become minister of our Lord.
所以到底我们是要很多人的这个推荐，还是神来亲自的称许
？So, do we need letter of commendation from other people, or do we need the acceptance from our Lord?
这是第一点啊 ，letter.From Holy Spirit,
by the 圣灵。
下面我们来看第二点，圣灵所赐的生命。
Second point, life from the Holy Spirit.
啊，保罗说我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
And we have such trust through Christ towards God.
并不是说我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
下面第六节啊，我们好多弟兄姊妹都对他有一定的熟悉。他叫我们承担着信约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
So this is the verse 6 is the one that familiar, you know, many of our brothers and sisters may be familiar with, who also made us sufficient as minister of the new covenant, not the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter, well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
Yeah. 那这里面呢，如果你从中文不大能够看出来，你说圣灵在哪里呢？啊，我们圣灵赐给什么？一看英文就晓得了。
Yeah, so sometimes when you see in the Chinese translation, it may not be clear, but when you see in the English translation, it's become clear.
中文翻译成叫做精义，两次的出现，第六节，实际上原文就是 the spirit, 大写的 spirit, 指圣灵。
Yeah, the original text is called the spirit. It's in capital letters, means it's really meant the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但亲自来写下这封信，指的就是圣灵在我们生命当中的做工，而且圣灵本身他就给了我们在基督里的新生命。
Yeah, not only the Holy Spirit wrote the letter, but also the Holy Spirit really gave us the eternal life.
Yeah, 保罗说我们能做的一些事情都是出于神。
So Paul said, not because of ourselves, but really our sufficiency is from God.
Yeah, 那么呢，下面他又讲了一个词，这个词也是有的时候我们会常常遇到的。今天等一下我们也会有我们新任执事的就职的典礼。
Yeah, so he talk about a word here we were going to talk about, you know, like later as well, and also it's, you know, it's actually applied to today's situation because we have our new deacons will be having a ceremony today.
那感谢神，正好在今天我们这个第六节当中就讲到这个词，说我们乃承担乃是新约的执事。
Let's talk about like a word the deacon for the new, one of the ministers of the new covenant.
那英文的翻译是 minister. 实际上这个 minister 这个词啊，它的含义特别的广泛。
Well, the English translation called it minister, but the minister in this actually have a very broad set, you know, set of meanings.
今天很多时候我们说传道人怎么翻译呢？传道人是 minister.
Yeah. So for example, we can talk about our pastors as a minister.
那么还有呢，其实在这个社会生活、政治生活当中常常也有，比如说一个国家的总理或者首相叫 Prime Minister.
Right. We also can see that in the in the world, there's also many officials being called the ministers. For example, the Prime Minister of a country.
那某一个部门的首长，这个部长也叫 Minister of Defense or Minister of so and so.
Yeah, the head of a department may be also called Minister. For example, the Minister of Defense, Minister of Labor, and all that.
那这个 Minister 还有一个意义呢，实际上这个 Deacon 这个执事，这里就是这样翻译的，也是这个词。
And here, the minister referring to deacon, the church, and also uses this word.
那到底执事是什么意思呢？
So what is the word of deacon?
哎呀，不是说我做一国总理啊，一国首相高高在上。
That means that we're higher than anyone, just like in this world, is like a prime minister or honor minister of the department.
本来这个词的意思呢，实际上指的是仆人。
It really means a servant.
在罗马帝国那个时代，我们知道是有奴仆，实际上就是有奴隶的。
Yeah, in the time of Roman, there was slavery.
那这个 deacon, 这个 minister, 这个仆人，他的这个 literally, 就是字面意思是什么呢？叫做 through the dust, 就是通过一片的这个尘土过去吃土啊，就这个意思。
Okay, so the original meaning of the deacon means, It's through the dust. So it means like you're walking through the dust. So like a servant.
我们还在解释。
Okay, I'm sorry.
我们越讲，我们这个做执事的越说，哎呀，这我还做不做？
Yeah, I'm not trying to discourage anybody becoming deacon.
因为当年呢，主人出门是要坐马车的。
Okay, in the old times, when the master of the house going out, they will ride the chariot.
如果在中国就抬轿子，对吧？那个在罗马帝国是坐马车。那么坐马车呢，当时的这个路啊，不像现在水泥路啊，柏油路啊。
So in those times, there's no, like modern roads and everything. There's a lot of dust on the road.
Yeah, 好一点的是石板路。
Yeah, the good road is actually may have just stone plates.
大部分的都是土路。
Many of those roads are just dirt roads.
马在前面跑，然后车轮卷起来，后面就扬尘，一路扬尘。
So when the chariot was kind of running forward, you know, there's a lot of dust being stirred up.
那主人坐马车，后面跟着仆人 不能坐马车还是怎么样，跟着车后就一直跑。
So the master is on the chair, then the servant is not on the chair, so they were just running alongside the chair.
所以呢，后面的这个两脚尘土，他就 through the dust 就从跟着这个在这个尘土当中一路跑，一边跑一边吃土。
So the servants are going through the dust as they're following their master.
所以像 minister 本来就是这个意思。So
the minister meaning through the dust, being a servant.
大家千万注意啊，不单单只是说教会里的指示。
It's not just only referring to the deacon of the church.
保罗说，我们是新约的仆人，我们是新约的执事啊，使徒、先知、牧师、教师，所有人全都是仆人。
So Paul is here really referring to all of us. We are all servants of our Lord.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。 也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。